Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Tom Ingracia, an award-winning author and radio personality, success coach, motivational speaker, and a dreamer. Tom, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be back.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing the latest from you, as it's been a little while since we've last had you on. So your book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams, was published back in 2013 and has won several national awards. Now it is being adapted as a documentary film. How did that all come about? I'd love to hear some details on that.
Well, you know, Eric, it's an interesting story. And, you know, it goes back to my philosophy of being a dreamer and being able to take risks. When my co-author Jared Krodzinski and I first wrote One Door Closes back in 2013, we knew there was a power to that book, and we knew that somehow we had to figure out a way to get it from the written page into a format that more people could access. And so we really had this strong conviction that we needed to make a documentary film based on One Door Closes. Over the intervening 5 years, we interviewed a number of potential directors, and we never could find someone who shared the same vision that we had for the book or that we felt comfortable working with. And then about a year and a half ago, out of the blue, my phone rang, and it was a young documentary filmmaker from Boston, and she introduced herself and explained that she knows one of the people who was profiled in One Door Closes, and she was interested in making a documentary film about her friend Corey. And she said that Corey told her that we were interested in making a documentary based on the book. And within 10 minutes of talking with Anna Walsh, I knew that she was the person to work with on this film because we absolutely 100% shared the same vision. So it was just that process of waiting for the right person to come along, waiting for the timing to be right, and then all the pieces have started to fall into place.
And I'm sure that's quite exciting, no doubt. Now, getting into the message, what is the message of the documentary?
Well, the message, Eric, and I'll go back again to the book One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams, which profiles 16 people from all walks of life who have overcome some level of adversity in their lives to achieve their dreams, to achieve their goals, and to carry on in life despite adversity. And, you know, as you know, we all face obstacles and roadblocks and adversity at some point in our lives, but the truly successful people are the ones who are able to navigate around those roadblocks. So the message both of the book and of the documentary is that it is possible to overcome adversity, and some of the people that we're profiling in the documentary film have undergone absolutely unbelievable levels of adversity, everything from a traumatic brain injury to a singer who contracted throat cancer. And the main story focuses around Corey Mosier, who at age 12 was diagnosed with bone cancer in her leg, and her journey through repeated surgeries and never really being able to have a normal childhood or a normal young adult life, to eventually making the decision about a year and a half ago to have her leg amputated. And, you know, her story is so inspiring. She now is out running road races. She's able to she's doing triathlon. She's been able to learn how to ride a bike. You know, all these things that she was never able to do as a young person. And she has now become an advocate for amputees going to Washington and lobbying Congress for more funding for research and more funding for amputee support groups, those kinds of things. So the message of all the people we're profiling in the documentary is, you know, if you have a plan, if you know who you are, you know what you want in life, and you know that you have been put on this earth for a purpose, you can overcome any level of adversity that's thrown at you and not only survive that adversity, but thrive and then be able to give your gift to the world.
That is pretty awesome stuff, and I'm sure someone tuning in is quite inspired and motivated on your response to that question. Now, I'd be curious, did you ever imagine that a book you wrote would become a feature film?
You know, Eric, I certainly imagined it. Did I ever think it would be possible and that dream would come true? I'm not sure. Initially, I believed that we would ever get to this point that by the end of 2020, we're going to have a documentary film, not only out on the market, but that we're taking around to film festivals and things. But again, you know, it all goes back to that philosophy that, if you have something that you're passionate about, if you have something that you truly believe in, no matter how impossible that dream may seem, you can make your dreams come true, and you can live into the things in life that are important to you and make those things happen for yourself. So initially, did I believe that this was all going to be possible? No. Do I believe it now? Man, do I ever believe it now. And, it's interesting. About a year ago, I had a dream, and in the dream that I had one night, I actually saw my co-author, Jared Krudinsky, and I walking down the red carpet at an award show. And, that was when I finally realized that, yes, you know, this is going to happen, and yes, I do fully believe in this project. It's been challenging at times, but we're just about to the point of we're done with principal photography, going into the editing process. So it's all becoming very real now. It's not just a dream anymore. This is reality.
And that is serious truth and fact, and we certainly love what we're hearing here, and a real big hats off to you on being persistent in making all this come about today. We're joined by Tom Ingrassi, an award-winning author and radio personality, success coach, motivational speaker, and a dreamer here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead, what challenges have you faced in bringing One Door Closes to the screen?
Well, of course, the very first challenge, was something that I mentioned earlier in our talk, Eric, just finding the right director to work with, someone who shared our vision for the project and for the process, and that was a process that took us about 5 years to work through. It was during that period of time that I really wondered whether or not the book would ever be made into a documentary film as we imagined and hoped that it would be. So that was the first challenge that we faced. The other challenge, I mean, as you know, making a movie is a very expensive proposition. So funding the movie also has been a challenge. But we're learning as we go along. We're taking the time that we need. You know, we could have rushed through this process, and we could have put out a film probably a year ago, but it wouldn't have been the right kind of film. So even though the process itself is taking longer than maybe we originally anticipated, you know, we know that to do this right, we need to have the backing. We need to have the right photography, the right interviews in this documentary film. So, you know, it's been finding the right people to work with, finding the funding for the film, and finding the right focus so that it's a cohesive story and it is a motivational and an inspirational story as well.
Now tell us, looking ahead into the future, what are your plans for One Door Closes once production is completed?
Well, actually, Eric, we have pretty big goals for One Door Closes for the documentary. Our ultimate goal is to be able to have one of the networks or the streaming services pick up the documentary. Something like, you know, we're really targeting Netflix and Amazon and PBS as possible places to sell One Door Closes. But even beyond that sort of commercial dream that we have for the documentary film, because of the message of this film and this message that that we all face adversity in life, but we all can overcome that adversity and go on to really achieve great things in life, no matter what obstacles we've faced. We really see this documentary as also being an educational tool, something that we would like to be able to place in schools, in colleges, and places where people maybe are having struggles and having doubts about their own futures or are trying to find ways to work with people who are in that process of self-doubt and not really realizing, you know, what their true potential is, and using it as a learning tool, as an educational tool. We also are planning to take the documentary out on the film festival circuit. So we have really big plans for the documentary.
And of course, Tom, we've been following you for some time and really appreciate your updates. It's always motivational and inspirational. Keep doing what you're doing. We look forward to the next update. I'm sure you'll have plenty to share with us. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, you know, Eric, I'm going to share a tip that really is the prime motivating tip for me. And this is a philosophy that I got from a very dear friend of mine, Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and I was fortunate enough to work for Mary Wilson for about 5 years. And during that time, she told me over and over again, she saw things in me that I never saw in myself. She saw that potential that I wasn't able to see for myself, and she told me over and over again, I see great things in your future, and always remember that dreams do come true. Never stop dreaming. And when you achieve your dream, dream again and again and again. And that's the philosophy that really, Eric, has guided me through about the past 20 years of my life. The other quick tip that I'll share is, in order to get what you want in life, you have to take risks. You have to be willing to stick your neck out and take risks. You have to be willing to fail. So the other motto that I live by is a Native American proverb that I absolutely love and use all the time, and that is, learn from the turtle. It only makes progress when it sticks its neck out. You have to be willing to take risks to make progress in life and to achieve your goals.
Certainly can appreciate that Native American proverb as well. And thanks for those concluding remarks and your closing thoughts as well. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get further details online, where's the best place to do so?
Well, the best place is, Eric, there are two websites they can go to. Tom Ingracia Productions, and the website is ingraciaproductions.com. And then the website that really focuses on my motivational work is motivactgroup.com, because the name of my company is the Motivact Group. So motivactgroup.com and ingraciaproductions.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Tom, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to that next conversation.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Eric, and I look forward to talking with you in the future.
And that sounds like a plan. Again, we've been speaking with Tom Ingracia, an award-winning author and radio personality, success coach, motivational speaker, and dreamer. And for all the details, visit either IngraciaProductions.com or MotivactGroup.com. EnterpriseRadio.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.